But for now, let's open up with the newspapers. Good morning, Mike Woods.
Good morning, Geraldine. Many of the country's dailies today include reports of violence on the streets of Jakarta, with Muslims rioting in reaction to the American film The Innocence of Muslims. The paper reports that a mob of Indonesian Islamists waved jihad flags and attacked the US embassy in Jakarta, throwing rocks and bricks, but they were repelled by tear gas and riot police. About 500 people from a number of radical groups called for the arrest and death penalty for movie director and filmmakers Sam Basil and Terry Jones. The Sydney Morning Herald says New South Wales police are studying images of the faces of the Muslim protesters who rioted in Sydney on Saturday, hoping to identify those who were responsible for violence against police. Police say not all of those captured by media cameras at the protest committed criminal offences, but say they might be able to help detectives identify those who had. The Australian today says the ACTU has used the slowdown in the resources boom and shelving of mega projects to escalate its war on the recruitment of foreign workers, setting the scene for a new row with miners who warn that the move would add to already crippling development costs. ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver yesterday demanded Labor abandon the use of enterprise migration agreements, which allow companies to bring in overseas workers for significant projects, and is pushing for rigorous new conditions on the use of 457 visas. This came as Sydney's Daily Telegraph reported that celebrity chefs are pushing politicians for permission to import more staff. The chefs say Aussie apprentices quit when they discover kitchen life isn't like TV cooking shows and instead involves, quote, standing for many hours on cold concrete floors peeling onions. The Telegraph says an in-depth report has now been prepared for restaurateurs by immigration law specialist Angela Chan ahead of a recent meeting with opposition leader Tony Abbott and his immigration spokesman Scott Morrison. Geraldine, for now, they're the papers.
Thanks indeed, Mike.